normalcy in the wake of the infamous Bounty scandal, got some respectability back with a 28-13 victory over stumbling Philadelphia. Both those teams are now 3-5. Drew Brees tossed a pair of TD passes to give him 303 for his career. Brees has now thrown TD passes in 51 straight games, extending his NFL record. Patrick Robinson returned an interception 99 yards for a touchdown. That's the longest interception return in the NFL this season. The doctor for Indianapolis Colts coach Chuck Pagano says his leukemia is in remission. Dr. Larry Kripe tells the Associated Press that Pagano's white blood cell count was normal and his bone marrow showed no indication of the disease. Interim coach Bruce Arians says the 5-3 Colts hope to have Pagano back on the sideline for their regular season finale December 30th. Pagano spoke to his players before and after Sunday's win over Miami. Pagano was diagnosed with leukemia September 26th. Kansas City Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel has relieved himself of duties as defensive coordinator. Crennel had been juggling head coaching and coordinator duties since taking over on an interim basis when Todd Haley was fired last December. Crennel announced Monday that Gary Gibbs would become defensive coordinator and he would spend more time with the entire team. The 1-7 Chiefs also waived starting cornerback Stanford Rout and signed defensive tackle Sean Smith. New York Jets coach Rex Ryan and several of his players are among thousands of New Jersey residents still without power in their homes in the aftermath of Hurricane Sandy. Ryan said Monday as the team returned from its bye week that his home in Summit has yet to get power back. He recognizes that he's in the same situation as many others in the area recovering from the hurricane and its aftermath. Tennessee owner Bud Adams plans to evaluate everyone from the front office to the coaches to the players over the final 7 games after the Titans lost 51-20 to Chicago, the most points allowed since a 59-0 loss to New England in 2009. He told the Tennessean newspaper that his Titans were grossly outcoached and outplayed from start to finish. In college football news, Iowa State coach Bill Snyder is hopeful injured quarterback Colin Klein will be available for next Saturday's game at TCU. The Heisman Trophy candidate was hurt during the third quarter of the number 3 Wildcats' 44-30 victory over Oklahoma State on Saturday. Snyder did not discuss the nature or the severity of the injury, but all indications point toward a possible concussion. When asked about Klein on Monday, Snyder replied, "He seems fine to me." And then when asked whether he'll play against the Horned Frogs, Snyder said, "Hope so." Also in college football news, Kentucky officials say that fired coach Joker Phillips will be on the sidelines for the Wildcats' final 2 regular season games. The university announced Sunday that Phillips would be out of a job at the end of the season, but that his status for the final 2 games hadn't been determined yet. Kentucky stands at 1-9 on the season. Also in college football news, Iowa State coach Paul Rhodes says the Cyclones will face the Big 12's hottest team this weekend when they visit Texas. After dropping back-to-back games to West Virginia and Oklahoma, the Longhorns have won 3 straight and are now 7-2 after beating Texas Tech on the road.
Sometimes you hit that rhythm that I talk about at different points in the season, and they had a couple tough losses in a row against good football teams, and they've bounced back and now playing very well. As 11 guys on the field, all their phases, all their units.
The Cyclones stunned the Longhorns in their last trip to Austin in 2010.
2 years ago, we went down there and played a very sound football game and executed well as a football team after playing poorly weeks before that. And if you remember, that was most pleasing to me, that our kids had responded from poor play and adversity to go down there and play a good football game. And that's what we'll look to do again after last week, is go down and play a good football game and live with the results.
But Rhodes says most fresh in his memory is last year's lopsided loss at home to the Longhorns.
We were a hot football team. We were 3-0 and had a chance with an open date to make some national noise against them, and they came out in the first half and just put it on us.
Well, Rhodes felt the linebackers played well in Saturday's loss to Oklahoma, but the loss of Jake Knott was evident as Jeremiah George replaced Knott in the lineup, who is out after undergoing surgery on his injured shoulder. Texas coach Mack Brown is a frequent target of criticism from Longhorn fans, but Rhodes says he remains one of the best coaches in college football. Brown says despite 2 bad games, quarterback David Ash is having an outstanding season. Should be an interesting matchup coming up on Saturday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, Marquette sophomore guard Todd Mayo, the younger brother of Dallas Mavericks guard O.J. Mayo, has been declared academically ineligible. The 6'3" native of Huntington, West Virginia, appeared in 35 games for the Golden Eagles as a freshman, averaging about 8 points and 3 rebounds per game. In the NBA last night, it was New York over Philadelphia, 110-88. Minnesota beat Brooklyn, 107-96. Miami over Phoenix, 124-99. Memphis topping Utah, 103-94. San Antonio beat up on Indiana, 101-79. Dallas over Portland, 114-91. Sacramento top Golden State, 94-92. And Cleveland over the LA Clippers, 108-101. A Detroit slugger Miguel Cabrera has beaten out Pittsburgh center fielder Andrew McCutchen and Los Angeles Angels rookie Mike Trout for Player of the Year, as voted on by their fellow major leaguers. Cabrera is the first Triple Crown winner in the big league since 1967. He hit .330 with 44 homers and 139 RBIs for the AL Central champion Detroit Tigers. Retiring Atlanta third baseman Chipper Jones was voted Marvin Miller Man of the Year for excellence on and off the field. Other awards went to Cabrera as the AL Outstanding Player, McCutchen as the NL Outstanding Player, Tampa Bay's David Price is the AL's outstanding pitcher, and New York Mets' R.A. Dickey is the National League's outstanding pitcher. Trout and Cincinnati third baseman Todd Frazier were voted the outstanding rookies. Adam Dunn of the Chicago White Sox and San Francisco's Buster Posey were chosen as comeback players of the year. David Ortiz and the Boston Red Sox have finalized a 2-year, $26 million contract. The soon-to-be 37-year-old Ortiz gets a deal that, including bonuses, could raise the value to $30 million. The Houston Astros have completed the coaching staff of new manager Bo Porter. Eduardo Perez was hired as bench coach, and Dennis Martinez will take over as bullpen coach. Perez recently worked as hitting coach for the Marlins, and Martinez was a pitching coach in the Cardinals system for the last 6 seasons. The Cardinals have promoted John Mabry to hitting coach as the replacement for Mark McGwire, who told St. Louis he won't return after 3 seasons and appears headed to the Los Angeles Dodgers. The 42-year-old Mabry, whose 14 major league seasons included 3 stints with the Cardinals, was the assistant hitting coach last season. St. Louis also promoted Blaze Isley to bullpen coach Monday as the replacement for Dyer Miller, who was not retained after 1 season under new manager Mike Matheny. The 48-year-old Isley was pitching coach for the Cardinals' AAA Memphis affiliate the past 5 seasons. The team extended offers to pitching coach Derek Lilliquist, bench coach Mike Aldretti, third base coach Jose Oquendo, and first base coach Chris Maloney to return in their current positions. Well, the National Hockey League and the Players Association are returning to the bargaining table today, hoping momentum generated over the weekend can lead to a long-awaited labor deal. The sides held negotiations on Saturday, the first since October 18th at an undisclosed location, and made enough progress to want to talk again just days later. They'll get back together again today in New York. That lockout is in its 51st day. ESPN radio announcer Jim Durham, who called NBA games for the network, has died. He was 65. ESPN said Monday that Durham died over the weekend at his home in Tomball, Texas. A cause of death was not announced. In 2011, Durham received the Kurt Gowdy Media Award from the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame for his contributions to the sport. And Jim Flick, a golf instructor for more than 50 years, whose clients included Tom Lehman and Jack Nicklaus upon joining the Champions Tour, died on Monday of pancreatic cancer. His family said he was 82. Flick taught golf in 23 countries and directed programs such as Golf Digest Schools and ESPN Golf Schools. He was director of instruction at Desert Mountain in Scottsdale, Arizona for 20 years, and he also wrote 5 very famous books about golf. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.